Unprecedented heat wave and frequent power cuts for up to 10 hours a day have put the governments in Ramallah and Gaza at loggerheads, each one blaming the other for the power crisis in the besieged Gaza. The ongoing conditions have left angry reactions among people, especially during the holy month of Ramadan.
I blame both Hamas and the Palestinian Authority for the crisis. They should find a solution instead of blaming each other. It's very hot nowadays and it's not affordable for everyone to buy electrical generator for their homes.
The power problem has affected all aspects of life and spoiled the joy of the holy fasting month of Ramadan. I personally blame the Israeli occupiers because they are keeping us under tight siege, which led to unemployment that makes it difficult for people to pay for the utility bill.
The fuel for Gaza's power plant is supplied by the Palestinian Authority in Ramallah, but they are reluctant to increase shipments since Gaza lacks the funds to pay for it. Meanwhile, Gaza energy officials say the quantity of industrial diesel that Israel allowed into the strip recently was only sufficient to power one generator out of three at Gaza's only power plant. They have warned that this amount will only last a few days. In an attempt to solve the problem, Gaza's government has suggested collecting utility bills to provide funds for the Palestinian Authority to increase the flow of industrial diesel into the strip.
The proposed plan is to deduct $45 from Hamas and PA civil servants residing in Gaza, whose salaries are above $400, in order to cover fuel costs. Should the suggestion be implemented in early September, the fuel crisis will be solved.
The Palestinian Authority announced it would be implementing a salary deduction from September for all employed Gaza residents who receive their salaries from the West Bank government and receive electricity from the company.
As official figures in Gaza show, the ongoing Israeli siege of the enclave has left about 50% of the Gazans unemployed. This means that collecting enough money to keep the power plant fueled is nearly impossible. Yusuf Al-Halo, Press TV, Gaza.